Today on the Dirt Bike Track, we learn to never give up hope because the friend you thought to be dead, disappeared while mountain climbing, could in fact still be alive inside an extraterrestrial's laboratory prison, which is fortunate for my pocketbook because that clears up four major traumatic events in my life that no longer need the aid of therapy. Huzzah! However, I may need to dedicate every waking hour to find my four former friends from fiends formulating fear for world domination.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Guys, like I said, my name is nothing because that's what I am. Uh-oh, guess what that is? It's not a gun. I just popped a cold one because it's about to be summertime brewskis and I'm with my queen, the girl with the most. It's, the brew dogs?
Brew dogs?
All right, I thought maybe you were going Tim Allen on that ass.
Never.
It's the bricks. Hi.
Hi.
Nicole, we gotta give a recommendation to the folks out there. That new cat litter, what's it all about?
What?
We got new cat litter.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it's relatively new.
Is this a bit?
No, it's relatively new.
Okay.
And, it's all natural, guys.
Yeah,
it's,
this is a bit. What are you trying to make me say?
What's it made out of, Nicole?
Grass seed.
And what else up in there? It has two ingredients.
Piss?
No, the other. You know when you smell something and you're like, oh, I don't like that because you associate it with maybe cat pee? Well, guys, the other ingredients is natural fragrance, so I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to the cat litter, Nicole.
All right, well, I'm pretty sure Henry doesn't like it anyway, so.
Yeah. We gotta go back to the clay, or we just throw some newspapers in there and they pee on that.
I hate that.
Well, we'll spray it. Don't worry, I'll perfume it with natural fragrances. Unnatural fragrances like the sky.
Yeah, so recent development, James found out that having COVID gave him allergies.
Yeah, to fragrances specifically, and it is an actual thing that's happening to other people. It triggers fragrance allergies, and it wrecked me. The hand soap wrecked me a few weeks ago, and then recently, you were at a farmer's market, tiny little thing, and the waft of flower smell just made me go, oh no, I feel my throat closing. And getting allergies all of a sudden when you are 31 years old, you immediately say, oh, I'm dying of cancer. There's something wrong.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible. No good, very bad day.
Welcome to my life.
This is my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to introduce our guest because the other thing I have from our week, he needs to be in on.
Okay.
Because I've already introduced the concept to you, but to him, I think he will buy the idea immediately and exactly how you bought it.
Is it me starting my period finally?
No.
Okay.
Congratulations, though.
Thank you.
28
I thought I was
years.
Losing my fucking mind.
Yeah, I would too if I'm I'm 28 and I still don't have my
29.
Menses. Wait, you're 29? No, you're not.
Am I? I don't know.
No,
anymore.
You turned 29 this year.
Oh, I thought I was.
Because then you would be turning 30 this year.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you were born in 94 and it's not December yet.
Time's a construct.
No, it's not. It's for real. It's finite. Big bang.
It doesn't exist.
Sheldon.
I reject it.
The whole universe was in a deep black space, and then the dude from Roseanne grew up, and he was kind of hot, but he was not too hot that he was unapproachable, and so we gave him a TV show, and it's called The Big Bang.
Oh, but when he rips that shirt off, you're like, oh my god, I've been juiced.
Yep, because O.J. Simpson comes behind you and does O.J. Simpson things.
He says, hey guys, I'm a juicier.
Every time Leonard from Roseanne takes his shirt off, O.J. Simpson, formerly known as the Juice,
okay,
Does
shows up you know, does, you know, he does his famous lines from the Naked Gun movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was waiting for you to reference that because you comedy bitches always say, oh, you know, OJ was in those movies, right?
Comedy
I've literally
simp.
Never heard. First of all, comedy is terrible. I've gone on record for saying comedy sucks multiple times.
Yeah, so does rap music, but I keep doing that bullshit.
Also, I don't think I've ever heard someone be like, you know, I know he like murdered the shit out of his wife and some guy and is generally not a great person.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but he did like, other than that, like he was very bad to his wife. Don't forget, he was abusive before the murders.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Well,
I know all of you Naked Gun fans out there.
Yeah, you clearly don't listen to enough comedy podcasts because a lot of them will be like, yeah, it kind of sucks that like OJ was really good in those movies.
I mean, he was fine in those movies.
I haven't seen any of them, so don't spoil it, okay?
The movies are very good. They're very goofy.
Oh, no, spoilers.
How is any of that a spoiler? I don't think you know what spoiler means, sir.
Oh, I've seen Fast and Furious 3, okay? I know what a spoiler is.
I am so upset.
It's Han dies at the end.
You son of a bitch.
Uh-huh. That's also a spoiler for The Force Awakens.
All right.
Wow.
Hey, guys, you know I'm from Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, and if you don't, please, I swear to God, please. Listen to that show.
No, please. It's so
Shuffling
bad.
Shuffling the Deck?
More people listen to that.
Yeah.
They love it so much, and I retained nothing from that podcast.
You have to, literally, you have to scroll through Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling to get to Shuffling the Deck now, and people aren't listening to the former.
Yeah, guys, please listen to this podcast so I can stop talking about Insane Clown Posse.
Or no, so you can, you know, keep talking about wrestling, or I gotta cut it loose, dudes.
That makes sense.
And I don't want to. I want to keep watching this show.
It's a good show. I mean, I'll probably keep watching it even if we have to cut it loose, but it's fun to talk about it.
Sean Marciniak.
Oh, yeah, hi.
I mean, people just like hearing other people talk about bands they don't know.
Yeah.
/ do know.
Yeah.
We should talk about that wrestling anime
do more music.
Forgot about that.
Oh, Ultimate Muscle?
Yeah, but what it was original. Like, there's so much of that. We'll maybe do a bonus episode of the film that's like 20 minutes long. We'll do that. Test the waters, because guess what? Sean, what do you think is, out of Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, what is our most listened to episode?
God. Is it one where we talk about ICP for a long time?
No. It's the watch-along of Los Luchadores.
Really? I was convinced that was unlistenable based on my performance. All right, cool.
No, based on my performance, I was talking for 12 hours beforehand.
And you were still more coherent than I was.
Sean.
Yo.
Okay. You know the trope in a lot of fantasy novels, fiction, or
fantasy.
Real life.
Literature. You speak of literature.
Yes. When a wizard or a witch, a warlock-style sorceress, turn your friend or your mom into like a dog, and you're like, oh no, my mom's a dog? We have to protect this dog and, hey, it's my mom. I still got to, when the dog goes, you're like, I'll clean my room.
When the dog goes, I have to make sure that it's not Tim Taylor, because I will not protect Tim the Toolman Taylor. Fuck that guy.
He has a joke in his first stand-up special where he's like, my mother-in-law's a bitch. I don't know the punchline, but that's the setup.
I think that is the punchline.
What's up, Nicole?
Comedy sucks.
I said, don't they all?
Talk about how their mom is a bitch.
Yeah, their mother-in-law is a bitch in that time period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't in that time period. I would have been like, fuck, shit.
You immediately start the set by crying.
My mother-in-law, I guess, is like, not really a bitch, but like, oh fuck, I'm gonna be, she should know that I don't really think this, but her bridge club is gonna see this shit and they're gonna think she's a bitch, but she's so nice. I like Michelle.
Bridge club.
Well, this is back in the 90s.
Oh, right. Okay. They were playing bridge a lot in the 90s.
Yeah, everyone was in a bridge club.
Yeah.
Everyone was crying in the first 5 minutes of their set.
Well, I was crying because
weeping.
I don't want to say my mother-in-law's a bitch.
He
because
has
I,
to, though.
I don't think that. She's the opposite.
It's a requirement for that time period.
You remember that classic George Carlin joke? Guys, there's only 7 words you can't say on television. Oh.
Well, no, there's only 7 words you can say on television. Fuck, but you can't say these.
Speaking of censorship, okay.
Wait.
What? We're getting off topic.
Yeah. Are you going on to a different topic?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I'm still on my original topic, but
well,
this asshole
I got bored with it,
was
so.
Like, hey... and then went on dun, this dun, other dun, tangent.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Da, da, da.
Please stop. Okay. What if when you're like, oh, I need to care for my mom dog, what if that spell was not a transmogrification spell?
I need to care for my mom dog. Okay, it's not transmogrification.
No, what if it was a teleportation? That teleported your mom into the cage that the dog was in and the dog to where your mom was. So your mom is in a cage in a prison cell.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, mom, I love you as a dog. And this entire time you should be trying to save your mom.
But I just spent a week of just comic mischief caring for this dog. Mm-hmm, that's not even my mother. What a comedy of errors that would be.
Oh, boy.
No, that's a tragedy of errors.
Well, it's only a tragedy if she dies.
Well, no, you just like, well, I guess mom's a dog now.
Well, it's just a week. If it's like a week of me misunderstanding that this dog is no longer my mother, I don't think that's a full-blown tragedy. If it's like a year, and when I finally get her out of the cage, she lost her mind.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
Because, like, how would you find out that she's actually in a cage?
I feel like there's going to be a point where I turn on the TV, and it's like a Hallmark Christmas movie starring Steve Guttenberg, and she turns it off, and that's when I'm like, wait a minute. My mom loves Single Santa Seeking Mrs. Claus.
Hell yeah.
That's how I'll know.
I thought you were going to say, I turn on my TV, even though I don't have a TV, as Sean famously doesn't own.
Yeah.
And it's a Twitch stream, and it's the wizard being like, hey, guys, here's how I do my magic. And in the background, you see your mom just wasting away in a cage.
Oh, God.
And he's like, oh,
why
shoot.
Is he not feeding her?
Well, he's like, oh, shoot, I didn't have my, like, blurred background.
It wouldn't be that he reveals the trick. It's just that she's in the stream.
Yeah, you know how when you're streaming, you can like blur your background? Forgot to do that in Zoom.
Yeah.
That fuck. Yeah. That absolute shit fuck. And then he shows his feet on camera accidentally and he gets banned from Twitch because he keeps showing things accidentally on camera because he's a great wizard, but a terrible streamer. I fucking hate this hypothetical wizard.
I love him.
Why? He stole my mom.
Oh, yeah, but what if you found out stole your mom so you could get fucking SAG?
Now, those things seemingly have nothing to do with each other. And I, for one, am excited to find out how they connect literally in any sense.
The wizard can say, poof, I did a spell, you're in the SAG books now. Here's your card, here's your sign.
So why is my mom in a cage?
Oh, that was like the deal. She's like, oh, I'll do anything to get my boy SAG.
Fuck, my mom is like so sweet, she would.
Uh-huh.
But I could not accept that. Mom, if you listen to this, which I advise you not to, I thank you so much, but I cannot allow you to turn yourself into cage fodder for a shitty streamer wizard just so I can get SAG. I don't need it.
And you find out the wizard makes a 4-course meal every night.
Okay, well, that's the thing. You said she was wasting away.
Well, yeah, he's also making her work out aggressively.
That's not wasting away. That's getting into shape.
Oh, but it's just cardio.
Is my mother happy in the wizard's cage? That's all I care about.
She's content.
I mean, that's all any of us can ask for, I guess.
She also has a Roku remote and Tubi is available.
Is Single Santa Seeking Mrs. Claus, starring Steve Guttenberg, available on the Roku?
Probably around December time, but right now, maybe not.
All right. Well, maybe it's a Matlock?
Yeah, probably.
Fuck yeah, Matlock. Let's go! Dun, 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 dun.
Stop it! Sean, what's your experience with a little man named Spider?
I know he can spin a web any size. No, I think like most kids of our generation and ilk, I first got turned on to it 2001 or 2000 when the Sam Raimi movie came out. And it was really cool and exciting. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a large part of my identity for a very long time. Yeah, for a while, he's like one of my favorite superhero. It's so interesting seeing him in this variation. I've not seen... this is my first experience with Toei Spider-Man. This is Toei, right?
Yes.
This is my first... so this is my first Toei Spider-Man, and I knew it was different. I didn't think it was going to be so different, though, from, like, other Sentais. Like, this feels a lot dark. And I didn't see Kamen Rider, but this feels just so much darker. This is heavy.
This is also 78, so Sentai, I think, was in its third or fourth series at the time. So Sentai itself hadn't really cemented what Sentai was yet.
They were still allowed to murder children.
Yeah, murder children, murder adults, murder parents, murder whatever you wanted.
Which they do in barely the first 2 minutes of this episode.
Uh-huh. Lots of death happening. But we find out those two people who died, technically not as much as Mil Muertes. Mm-hmm. But they're probably like, I don't know, Ocho Muertes.
Great reference to a podcast, as we've asserted, no one is listening to.
Hey, like, we got a strong 7 listeners, okay? One of them might actually be me because I'm subscribed to it. And if it downloads, it might count.
And I thank you for that. It's so weird. Like, it is so interesting. I was prepared for this to be a lot goofier. And like you, it's weird coming in with someone like Spider-Man who... I'll go so far as to say is probably the second or third most recognizable superhero.
Not that long ago, I remember looking it up that like the number one selling like comics was Spider-Man and One Piece.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In 78 or right now?
Right now. And also
like, of all time.
Oh, word.
I forget that if I think Spider-Man at the time was the... only popular Marvel comic in Japan, or because of this show, it is the only popular Marvel comic in Japan.
Interesting. And this show is just so different, but like really good.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm shocked by how like much I enjoyed, how much like being familiar with Spider-Man and like, you know, again, Spider-Man was sort of my entryway into comics. Hell, because I was into Spider-Man, that's how I got into pro wrestling, because there was a wrestler named The Hurricane who was a superhero. So, like, I owe a lot of my really weird fandoms to Spider-Man. I'm not the most Spider-Man guy out, but I know enough to be like, when something presents itself, it's like if someone gives you a plate of mashed potatoes, but it tastes like chicken, and you're like, well, my mouth wasn't prepared for this. Like, my mouth was not prepared for this show, but I bought in so quickly. I was surprised by how quickly I bought into this show. Does that make sense?
I could have swore La Blue Girl was your gateway into comics.
Who's La Blue Girl?
It's a tentacle hentai.
Oh, hold on. Save
quit,
to
quit. Get
favorites.
Get out of here.
I gotta go, guys. I got some research to do.
I have some reading to spew. Ugh.
Yeah, does that answer your question?
It sure does. Do you, and you loved it so much? Do you want to get into talking about it?
No.
All Bye. Right. See you guys. It's the easiest episode.
I changed my mind. I do want to talk about it.
All right, guys. Today we are discussing episode 6 of this show, Spider-Man Toei Style, entitled The Hair-Raising Laboratory, the Devil Known as Dr. Monster. And real quick rundown, Takiya had a friend from back in the day who disappeared a year ago, but all of a sudden he's here and he rips open his shirt and he says, I'm a machine, but he's not Cage. He's not going to influence a Dominator. He's not going to lock Sean's mom for a SAG card. Also, that's Screen Actors Guild for people who aren't immediately in the know.
I don't know how I could hate the Dominator even more. Thank you, James, for making me even more uncomfortable with the worst hypothetical idea I have ever heard. If you guys don't know what the Dominator is, listen to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling.
Someday I'll make a supercut explaining the entire lore. But I need, hey guys, if you're going to start listening back, please timestamp every time we talk about the Dominator. I will pay you back.
There is no we. There is a you.
Huh?
I will never bring up the Dominator.
I'll put it on TikTok, on Reels, on Shorts, on YouTube, and people will be like, oh my God, I gotta snag me a Dominator.
I came here to talk about Toei's 1978 Spider-Man, not a hypothetical Cage that...
Hey, don't give it away. I'm going to bleep that out. They need to listen to Sweaty Time to find out what the Dominator is all about. But he rips open his shirt. He says, I'm a machine, because Dr. Monster was making, like, killing people, then, like, reanimating them, but needing to put in machine parts. He's weird. It's just how about you just murder the people? Because that's kind of what you want, to enslave the Earth, you know? You gotta break a couple eggs first. Break their dome pieces on a goddamn rock in front of the ocean. So Takiya says, I'm gonna help you. That dude's got a good sniffer. We'll put on my jacket, and I'll put on yours. Oh, yeah, I smell good now. And then, you know, the dude dies after trying to double-cross Takiya. Spider-Man, and Spider-Man says, I'll get my revenge in the end. Die Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick.
Yes?
So I, like, quickly looked it up while you guys were saying whatever you were saying. So One Piece is the top manga.
Yes.
And then for top comics, it's Superman, Batman, then Spider-Man.
Gross.
Which is about what makes sense. Yeah.
And where One Piece falls is it's right below Superman.
Okay.
Oh.
Is that in current circulation, like new issues, or just of all time?
According to Screen Rant, it's of all time.
Okay, all right. But hey, that means that goddamn dude's coming close. One Piece.
Yeah.
Coming close to that pirate line.
The Grand Line. Oh, you been on the Red Line and got off on Grand?
Yeah, absolutely. And then I found pirate treasure. But I stretched my arm and I said, gum, gum, schlong, schlong. And my dick grew 3 sizes that day.
And a woman came up to you and was like, can I beat you up? And you're like, oh, shit. And it grew even longer.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie. My first note for this episode is Jeep Babes telling me to run as far as I can is a new fetish.
Yes. So,
thank you, Spider-Man.
We called it, Nicole.
She's a cutie. You sent me her name.
Yeah, she's badass.
Amazonas.
She's Amazonas, yeah. Oh my gosh, and she's constantly carrying around a riding crop and shooting men in the face, which I was not prepared for a Sentai to just immediately open with murder.
Yeah,
God, and I love her.
It's got true ragdoll physics on this, because they just, when they toss someone over a ledge, like, you guys got to put a couple rocks inside of a ragdoll so it's weighted properly.
No,
it kind of just floats in the air.
Is it a ragdoll? I thought it might be a mannequin, because it does not move. It is very stiff as it falls.
It looks like a ragdoll, because I've seen them use other elements like this in all the other episodes where there is one episode where they just stuff a ragdoll and act like it's a real person.
But they've also used an action figure before, though.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So it might not even be a mannequin. It could just be an action figure.
A big-ass action figure.
Good marketing. That's how you get all the toys into every episode.
We should say this real quick. Just using, like, a stuffed thing as an actual character reminded me of Blood Diner. Guys, watch Blood Diner.
Guys, watch Blood Diner.
That movie was so unexpected.
So good. The trailer makes it seem like it's going to be something completely different, yeah. But the real movie slaps so hard.
Okay. Blood Diner. The diner. I'm getting very much, have you seen Death Spa?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So I'm getting very Death Spa vibes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I would say as a movie, Death Spa is probably
better. Yeah.
But it's on the same level of funness.
That's actually terrifying because as a movie, I'll say the third act just falls the fuck apart. I've never seen a movie fall apart so hard in the third act as Death Spa.
Blood Diner kind of has the same kind of thing, but yeah. It's still fun.
I mean, Death Spa is a blast. I highly recommend, if you have not seen Death Spa, to see Death Spa. Uh-huh.
James, you need to explain why this reminded you of Blood Diner.
In Blood Diner, the director, it was a low-budget movie, but does not look it. It looks very good. They needed a talking character, but they could not afford another character, so they just made this, like, doll to set on a chair in a cafe in a diner, and someone just mannequin talked them, or a ventriloquist talked for them.
Oh my God. This is literally what the WGA is striking about right now.
What are you talking about?
If you want to hire talent, hire talent and pay them. I am sick of the days of being replaced by dolls and ventriloquists. So I need my SAG card.
Ventriloquists are taking all the acting jobs.
And I'm sick of it.
I remember in 1988, there was almost a strike for actors because they're like, oh, so cartoons are going to take over our job. We saw Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
They were pissed. But then someone explained, like, no, actually, there's voice actors doing that and animators. So, like, there are actually jobs. We're not taking jobs away from you. And they're like, oh, okay.
All right. I'll go listen to this Steve Bloom character or whatever you call him.
This was good, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, also, we support the strike, okay?
Oh, absolutely. And I do not support ventriloquist dolls.
And real quick, if anyone listening from the major studios, just give in to all their demands, all right? Mm-hmm. Not compromise, just give in to all their demands immediately so everyone can go back to work and Sean can stop trying to find a job.
Yeah, and if Jeff Dunham is listening, you son of a bitch.
Oh, because he's taking all your jobs.
He's taking my jobs. Thank.
I remember when you were auditioning to be Peanut, and you were like, fuck.
I auditioned for Peanut. I was the original Hal Jalapeno on a stick, which was very racially insensitive, but that is Jeff Dunham's brand.
Yeah. He said, like, hey, I'll let you audition for Peanut as long as you also audition for Jalapeno on a Stick.
And I say, I am very Caucasian. And he said, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you know that Robert Downey Jr. is a ventriloquist dummy?
Is he really? Wait, are you goofing?
He
is. This feels like a goof. I win.
He was made by Senior in a ventriloquist act and then just became sentient.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, he's a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That I buy. That makes sense. That's true.
That's how you really think a man his age has abs that ripped?
Of course not.
No.
It had to be made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's always given me a woody.
Oh!
Yes, go! Robert Downey Jr. boners. Robert Downey Jr. boners. Robert Downey Jr. boners. Robert Downey
okay,
Jr.
Just
boners.
Do two. Do two. And then...
Just edit it.
No.
I wanted to devolve into a whisper.
I can't edit it. You want to know why? Because his fucker still has done nothing to treat his room, so there will still be a little bit of an echo reverb.
Yeah.
I'm putting my hands around my microphone, and I hope that helps.
It helps so much.
Does it really?
I mean, no. You need to get one of those cones that go over your mic, and it treats you like you can be in a downtown area of Holland.
Wow.
And you can be like, hey, guys, I'm rapping for everyone to hear, but everyone's enjoying brunch. I'm being very disruptive, but it's to show everyone this is good isolation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys want me to get that kind of cone, make sure you listen to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
But like a million of you.
If we get to $250 on patreon.com/MLMpod, I will purchase one of those cones for Sean.
And I will put it on the microphone and not my penis.
Uh-huh. You put it on your penis so like the woman screaming into your genitals is isolated from everyone else. That's what you're into, baby.
Baby, I know it's kind of late and I don't normally do this. But could you just scream until you're hoarse at my ball sack?
Oh yeah, because Torchy was angry last time you did it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always banging on my wall. Just like, I don't mind that you have partners over, but there has to be some other weird kink. I don't live with Torchy Berry.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
What are we here for? Spider-Man?
So his friend is the Bionic Man. I have very little notes for this episode.
His friend is the Bionic Man, who is also a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's also like very, everyone in this show is very handsome.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the jackets. I really like these jackets.
Yes, the jackets are so good.
They're so good.
I got the jacket with them, one of those jackets.
Absolutely.
And
I
my
agree.
Best friend's last name is Jackus. Hey, guys, what's your favorite kind of zombies? Like your styles?
You looked over to Nicole.
No, do you like a robotic zombie like we had in here, technically? Do you like magic zombies, chemical zombies?
I mean, that's that is a trap, but it's a good question.
It's not a trap. It's a literal question.
And I don't feel safe answering because this is so clearly a trap.
I don't mind one of these like true robotic zombies.
I like body horror, so I'm partial to the Resident Evil type ones.
La Plaga.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, La Plaga is so fucked up. Because I was thinking Resident Evil as well, but I was thinking 1 and 2. And I totally forgot La Plaga is so fucked up. They got, oh my gosh, they got little things coming out of their heads and they're like centipedes. But like centipedes eat bad bugs in your house. These guys just eat Leon Kennedy's and it's so scary.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if I have a favorite zombie because it's like as long as it works. Like my heart says like, you know, go to the slow moving, but Return of the Living Dead does not feature slow moving zombies. I like science zombies. I think that's more fun for the lore with something like Resident Evil. But again, Return of the Living Dead, which might be my favorite zombie movie, does not feature science at all. I think it's like rain. Like there's magic rain that brings them back to life.
No, it's the chamber that's holding the corpse. You know, Tarman?
What? I don't know Tarman.
Oh, yeah, Tarman from Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, it's been too long. I shouldn't have referenced it so hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, also, no. We recently watched it and I was like, wow, I fucking love this movie. Yeah, so the Tar Man, he's in this like air sealed chamber. It gets cracked open and the like fumes from it spread.
Yes. Okay, no, I do. Thank you. It's a great movie. Yeah, I'm glad you guys saw it recently. It's very good. Yeah, okay, like, so I think, that is such a good movie.
You like Guitar Man?
I love Guitar Man.
I like Guitar Man.
I hate it. It's the most unsettling fucking, like, monster that I've seen recently. And that's why I love it, because it's just, I hate it so much. Because,
like, as his body moves up, his mouth also opens up. There's a weird, like, because this moves, the other thing moves that isn't natural.
Yeah, it's just, I hate it.
It's gross. But speaking of La Plaga, I should do a song called like Mi llamo La Plaga. Like that's the vocal drop in a dance club song.
James has been into dance music.
Yeah, that's what I'm pivoting, guys.
Yeah.
I'm also pivoting. Is Frankenstein a zombie?
Yes.
Okay. Nicole?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not strong either way. It was just a question because these guys are more Frankensteins than what we traditionally think of as zombies.
I know for sure the Bride of Frankenstein is a zombie.
Is she just like a body that just recently died?
Oh no, she's married to Robert Zombie.
Ah, dig through the ditches and burn through the witches.
Uh-huh, because, you know, she played the Bride of Frankenstein in The Munsters.
I need to see that movie, I think.
Same.
Yeah.
Pass.
What? No, you better not. Okay.
But Rob Zombie needs our support.
Is Frankenstein a zombie? For sure, but is he a zumbini?
What is a zumbini?
Oh, dude, you need to get down with edutainment from the late 90s.
The last time I did this, you showed me Veggie Pals, and I'm still recovering.
No, that's a religious edutainment. This is just a computer game that taught you math, I think, and it was really colorful and fun PC game zumbinis. Nicole, you agree?
I remember like other kids in my grade being obsessed with it. And I was just like, yeah, I guess it's fun. But they were just like, you know, like chomping at the bit, like, teacher, can we play Zumbinis?
It's so good. I had a friend who at his home had Zumbinis 1, 2, and 3. And I lost my mind. I was like, you're the coolest fucker out here.
Yeah.
And he was. Josh Gorsiak. What up? He was programming websites in middle school.
Make learning fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah maybe teach me how to Dougie. No, teach me how to do my taxes, but do it through teaching me how to Dougie, okay?
But do it Zumbini style. Yeah.
Teach me how to do my taxes through Zumbinis.
Teach me how to do my taxes via the Dougie, and you better be a Zumbini while you're teaching me.
Oh, man, it'd be really hard for a Zumbini to do the Dougie. They don't have legs. They just kind of have feet. They're like Kirby.
Yeah.
You know whose legs I loved?
Spider-Man.
I was going to say Robo-Killer.
Oh, okay, there we go.
The monster from this episode.
Vascular.
Very vascular, very colorful. If we took out the veins and replaced it with stuffing, I feel like this is a very good plushie model of as far as like monsters go and Sentai monsters. This guy's adorable if he wasn't so veiny.
Yeah.
Now with hentai monsters, you want them veiny.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true. Well.
Yeah.
I've never seen like varicose veins and been like, oh, fuck yeah. I don't know if I want veiny when I'm fucking.
Wait, what are you talking? When you see like a buff wrestler and they're all veiny, you're like, holy shit. Also, I would think like a veiny penis would feel good inside of you.
I feel like I want smooth. Like that's my like.
It's tubed for your pleasure. What if it's like right where like the G spot is and it like that vein rubs up against it?
I want to run my hand.
It's on the tip of your dick.
Well, no. Like, when your penis goes in, there's still, like, room. Like, here's the head of the penis. Uh-huh. When it goes in, like, what if the vein's right here and here's the G-spot?
Yeah.
And you're, like, it's there. Like, ooh, it's getting real good.
Veins aren't hard. They're squishy.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
So would it work that way?
Yeah, squishy's not hot.
Squishy's hot as hell.
Man, you ever see a bottle of gack and... Okay, I don't want to ask this question because I feel like I know the answer.
What? No, what?
And want to fuck it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Thank you.
It's not deep enough.
It's too squishy, James.
No, also breasts. What about breasts? God. You like a hard titty?
Rock hard, dude.
Yes.
You like a rock hard ass?
Yes, and rock hard titties.
All right, okay.
But no, I don't want to fuck Robo-Killer, but I do think he would make a fun plushie.
Okay, drop kick him, make him ragdoll.
Yeah. Oh man, there are some interesting fight scenes in this show.
We'll get to them, but first, the Amazoness, she works at the paper to orchestrate the media, you know, like the deep state.
Bring back Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson's deep state, guys.
I miss Tucker. Get on Twitter.
More like Cucker Tarlson.
Yeah, we fucking your wife.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have a wife. He just has mistresses. You can't put a ring on Tucker's finger, dude. He's a free spirit.
Yeah,
and he flies spirit because he's economically conscious.
And he smokes spirit cigarettes because he saves all that money on flying spirit.
Yeah, he likes that organic tobacco in him.
Yeah.
And you better believe he's friends with Zach Bagans.
Yeah, a character I know who is.
Yeah, I know you don't because in everyone who read the script of Formulaic this week, because everyone was mispronouncing his name.
I'm so glad my character did not have to say his name.
Hey, say Dario Cueto.
But your sister knows who...
Her character didn't need to.
Oh, okay.
Nicole, thank you so much. I needed to get out of that so quickly.
Hey, guys, listen.
Yeah, I heard like a wrestling name, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, pass.
So she's working for the deep state, and she's like, hey, you broke this article. What's the deal? You know this person? And she's like, yeah, my boyfriend, my hubby. He was friends with the guy. And he's like, well, check out this photo. He's still alive, right? And she's like, oh, my God, I'll find Takuya and look. And we've criticized Takuya for being like a bumbling fool, but I think he's playing the part. If you are a bumbling fool, people will be like, well, he's not Spider-Man, because in the future, Dr. Monster says, obviously he's not Spider-Man, you dummy Amazonist.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think he is, though. So she's like, oh, I'll never get a scoop doing this. She could have written an article that says, children obliterate local adult man in baseball because this dude is getting his house wrecked.
There are so many concussions. Like, it's not like, there's like a fine line between, ah, cute, he's a goofy, bumbling, fall down guy. And then just like, no, multiple like domes to the brain shots from like, it's so scary.
Who are they? The Rock against Mick Foley?
Let him know. Royal Rumble.
Sorry, cutting off your wrestling references.
You know that reference now.
Sure.
Because we watched Young Rock.
I mean, I knew who those people were before that.
Yeah, but now you know them.
Wait, do they cover the chair shots to the head in Young Rock?
No, they cover
okay.
Mick Foley. Like, there's a very, very sweet Christmas episode where The Rock is like, hey, Mick Foley taught me how to give, like to be someone who knows. It's not about getting expensive things. It's about finding what this person wants and enjoys. And that is the spirit of giving. And Mick Foley like wrote this extremely emotional response after seeing the episode of like, I'm crying alone in my hotel room. And I just like feel so touched. And he's like, yeah, we've had a couple issues. And I was like, well, what's this issue? And people are like, oh, yeah, he's going to forgive him for turning his brain into mush, huh? And he's like, yeah, I did in my book, you idiots.
Yeah, like, it's real scary. Also, like, a weird different time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like a lot of things, it doesn't really excuse it because it plays into how the entire company kind of viewed Mick Foley as an oversized punching bag.
Yeah.
Which is not really fair. This guy is a person as well. Just because he did a bunch of death matches. But that's so sweet. That's just so sweet, man. Mick Foley just seems so sweet. I don't know. He would also be a great plushie.
Oh, yeah.
I would like a Mick Foley plushie. I would love a Mick Foley plushie, actually.
There for sure is.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Sean, you're into film, right?
I've seen a movie or two.
This might be more of a Melzer question. Was freeze framing hard to do back in the day?
I have no idea.
Because, like, it's film. How do you, like, so you would have to pause that frame on another reel that is, like, filming that paused frame of the other reel.
I wonder, but, like, I feel like sitcoms did the freeze frame, like, 70s sitcoms loved the freeze frame. Right?
Or
maybe that's 80s.
Maybe that's not hard to do, but it's still other steps to do it. It's not just like, hey, I freeze the frame. Actually, even today, I'm unaware of how to really do a freeze frame.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's just, hey, screenshot, put that image in. Never mind. Freeze frames are easy to do now.
I feel like I'm going to say, I feel like I've said this multiple times on this podcast. I'm sorry I'm not Meltzer. I can only apologize.
Oh, please don't apologize. You're available.
Hey, fuck. All right.
You're here. Does Meltzer still hold the record? I believe he does. No, Jose does.
I'm not going to catch Jose.
No, he's been busy now, too.
Hey, I'm working on it. Until I find a job, I will overtake Jose Meltzer. And people will be like, that dude's microphone sucks. Please stop bringing him on.
If he's in studio, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Otherwise, what the heck?
So my next note is him double-crossing Takuya.
Yeah, I feel like something got edited out of the script here.
Well, no, but we don't want to know that he's about to double-cross because he says to Amazonas, the bionic man says, hey, don't kill my girlfriend, take me instead. And they're like, okay, we'll actually do this if you do this thing for us. And then he's like, huh? And then don't do it, don't do it. And then...
What was I going to do?
The bim, 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 bim.
I wasn't actually. But so, thank you. Thank you for bringing that in. My traps, they are working.
So then we see them meet up together and then they're like, oh, Spider-Man's here. He'll save you. And then he says, oh, and I'm not going to save Spider-Man. I'm going to stab him. But Spider-Man has Spidey sense. He's like, hey, don't stab me. But then there's a sniper on a tree. And he's like, no. And this man, he could have just pushed him out of the way. He says, I'm going to go barrel chested and take this bullet in the heart.
Yeah, yeah. He blocks it like he was a character in WWF No Mercy. Mm-hmm. Just puff out the chest. Nothing can hit me now.
Like Donkey Kong.
No, that does make... I forgot that they did have an exchange between Amazonas and Yusuke. Where they're like, okay, I won't kill your girlfriend, but you have to do something. And then they just cut away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like a...
A reveal.
Exciting reveal.
Yeah, but it also... At the time, it felt like... And maybe I was looking down at my notes or something, so I missed like some sort of like long... hold like reaction shot of Yusuke when she tells him you have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
and you know just like a music stinger and like a maybe like a zoom or something into his face, because like I didn't retain that. I just felt very confused, and why didn't they explain it?
It was probably a very quick zoom into the face then cut,
because
they love doing that.
Maybe it felt a little fast, I guess. If you watch this episode and you didn't get it, you're not alone. If everyone else in the world got it but me, well, I don't know.
You're dumb. You're basic.
I'm just kind of a basic dummy, but I'm cute.
Uh-huh. Someone please scream into my friend's genital region.
Please scream into my balls is the only way I know how to love.
And if you could please bring some ding-dang sound insulation before we... Or just help us get up to, I said, 250 on the Patreon. Please.
Please bring a cone to my nuts and scream.
Torchy needs her sleep. Okay. So yes. This dude dies, and then Spider-Man says, I'm going to take this laboratory down. And we get a few pretty choice scenes. Well, he's going into this laboratory, and he climbs up onto the ceiling where there's a bunch of those crow dudes. And it's like he's on a ceiling. Like, it's not a high ceiling. And mm-hmm. they could poke him or just jump up a little bit to get that extra reach, maybe find a chair, climb on the desks, do something, or turn your swords around. You don't need to be a little swashbuckling pirate. They were holding their swords like a pirate would.
Or they could have just set some music to this. I went back and like timed it out. It is about 11 seconds of these scientists flailing their machetes. That's such a long time.
Yeah.
With no music under it. Just like it's long enough that there is a cut where they cut to a different shot of this scientist not being able to hit Spider-Man. Like, it is, I feel like this had to be a goof. This, like, uh-huh. this it felt too intentionally weird to like not be like, look at these scientists, how funny they are. Like, because this was weird.
It could also be like, hey, we keep going, and if we need to add something in for time, we have a lot of footage here to add in for time. Because trust me, they were pinching pennies to make sure they could just fill up an episode.
Yeah, but there was also, the script is, I'm basing this off of the subtitles, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But this script seems very good with enough moments of not action that mm-hmm. they could just like what I was saying before, if there was maybe an extra moment held on Yusuke's face when he finds out he needs to do a favor for Amazonas, like they could have stretched out one of those moments instead of using this, which is why it feels like this was a choice.
Hey,
I could be wrong. You could be right.
This is also, as a child, what would you rather see? A bunch of like crow dudes trying to stab at Spider-Man, or an emotional moment with a man and his girlfriend?
I feel like even as a kid, I could feel that this is bad.
Oh, I was loving it.
Like, I've just like 10 seconds of like weird machete flailing and nothing happening.
Oh, only if it was machete flailing.
Hey.
Robert Rodriguez.
Ayo. Shouts out from the scene before. Spider-Man at least definitely punches at least one goon in the butt to death. Like, he definitely punches a guy in the butt and he dies.
But we get a, if you search on Giphy, whatever GIF service you use, you search Spider-Man Japanese, you will get a clip from this episode, which is after he crawls down from the ceiling, knocks a bunch of little crow guys out, he takes one of their machine guns and says, fuck off, and just
real Shadow the Hedgehog energy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Spider-Man with a submachine gun. That was nuts. He also has the most dangerous 69, I think, in the entire world. Like, there are certain fight moves where it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool, and it looks real cool from Spider-Man. And then every now and then, it's just like, I don't know, I'm a Spider-Man. I guess I'll crawl upside down and just kind of 69 you for a while.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's so funny just, like, how quickly this show seems to oscillate from, like, that's some great choreography, to like, I don't know, I'll punch him in the butt and 69 him. What do you want from me?
Sean, real quick, if we ever have guests on Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, we should, because you kept saying 69. I was like, what would be a 169 in wrestling? We should ask our guests, hey, if you were to take your hometown childhood area code, what wrestling move would you equate to that?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, we should have guests.
Hey, guys. Guest on our show. So you can promote it along with me, because Sean, he'll like it. And then maybe in like 12 hours, we'll quote tweet the tweet I make. But sometimes he will not.
There's a reason this show is being canceled. And it is me. I am the reason.
There was a moment... where in our last episode where Sean goes, yeah, you want to know, I pretty much notated this match move for move. I need to cut some of this out. I was like, I was not talking because I was doing some research. And I go, oh, yeah, so here's a moment where we realize that it's not James who makes these episodes long.
Cut to the 5-hour supercut of you talking about a Dominator at length.
Yeah, over the course of 27 episodes?
5 hours.
That's actually not that bad.
That's kind of bad.
No, but hey, it's better than saying, and then the guy used an armbar. Yeah?
Yeah.
What's better, someone saying, hey, yeah, man, that 619 that Rey Mysterio did was pretty cool, or, man, Muskegon is a literal Dominator. They're murdering dogs.
You know what? I take back what I said. I'm not the reason. I'm putting all the blame back on you. How dare you? How dare you?
How Dario you?
How Dario? You're standing on my neck.
Derriere.
Hey, derriere. Nicole, family show.
Punching butts.
To death.
After that dude gets killed, the robot dude, he gets real big, gets slashed with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Monster, he says, the Iron Cross Army will never die, much like the Wicked Clowns.
Forks up, forks down, biatches.
And fork sideways. You need to include that in there.
Wait, what is the fork sideways? I forgot that. I'm a very fake juggalo.
East
I think that's
and
canon.
West.
No, it's forks up, forks. So there were gangs that did forks the forks up, and there were gangs that did the forks down. So they did fork sideways to do like a unity, like, hey, we shouldn't be fighting each other. Important. There's corporate monsters and the government trying to systematically take out the lower class.
That is very important. My apologies, Juggalos.
It is insane how socially conscious...
Insane clown posse?
Insane, yes, dude. That they started out as 19-year-olds and just came to 90s edgelord trashiness.
Subdued.
My axe is my homie. Everybody run. Muttering fun. Swing. Chop. Sawing chop.
That's me in Fortnite.
For what? It is. Yeah.
Yo, really ICP good. Would be, if they made ICP skins in Fortnite, what are we doing, Epic?
Yeah.
Epic, what are you doing here? I want to play. If I could play as the Great Malenko in Fortnite.
Holy crisp. Also the skins of the Joker's cards.
Yes.
Or there's just an entire season where the catastrophic event is the rising of Great Malenko or some shit.
The catastrophic event is the release of Yum Yum Bedlam.
No, the catastrophic event would be the Boom Bang Pow.
Yeah, okay.
And they wipe out all the robot scammers who are coming in and trying to, you know, like get children's information.
I would buy that. I feel like Fortnite is the answer. Any game other than games that already do have ICP tie-ins would be like the most appropriate. Like I feel like Fortnite is the answer.
Twisted Metal?
Oh yeah, Twisted Metal.
Ooh, yeah.
But it would need to be a current game that like is, cuz I was going to say like Soviet Jump game, that could be, but I don't think that still exists.
I don't think so. Yeah. That's a good question.
Fortnite is Ready Player One.
Pretty much.
It's truly made itself of anything can exist in this world and not be out of character.
Could you imagine just like dropping into like Tilted Towers? And you know, sometimes when you get a new mission in Fortnite, like one of the voiceovers will come in over your intercom. And it was just like fucking Shaggy. It's like, yo, what the fuck is up, bitches? You gotta go find my Faygo in three different locations.
And watch out for those Twizzlers running about.
What about Minecraft?
I feel like there actually is a Minecraft mod for ICP.
Yeah, probably.
What about ICP... the Lego video game.
Let's go then.
I'd love it.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden you're playing Tears of the Kingdoms and in one of the the dungeons it ends with like Shaggy Two Dope saying like, "What's up, motherfuckers?"
There's a special drop hatchet that every time you pick it up, it's a very powerful weapon, but you have to run like the Hatchet Man logo.
Wait, no, that's the... Mario would do that.
Mario.
He hits that and he goes... Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's running like the Hatchet Man.
And then he goes...
And then he chops the head off of Princess Peach because ICP hate women.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, yahoo, he says, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
Thank you. Clearly I am the fan here.
What are you talking about? I said ICP hates women.
Yeah, okay. You know them. You know them.
Yeah. I'm familiar. I've read the comics.
Yeah, guys, read the comics. It's the best part.
I think I feel like so many juggalos hate me that my favorite part of ICP are the comics.
What if?
What's up, Nicole?
It would be like really funny just to be a fucking, like, it'd be a really funny bit to be like, yeah, I know ICP, but just the comics.
Yeah.
To
Nicole, this is my life.
Hold on. No, like, like you're pretentious about it.
That or people who are aware of a property and like, wait, they have music?
Yeah,
someone who's
exactly.
just like, who went to comic book stores mm-hmm. in the late 90s, early 2000s, and are like, man, I really like this Insane Clown Posse. And of course, they would have had to get them secondhand because if they got them brand new, it would have come with a CD insert. And they just loved it. Or maybe they got it as a trade paperback. And then all of a sudden in 2019, they're like checking out SNL clips and they're like, wait, why are they impressioning that comic book? Is that big? And they Google Insane Clown Posse. Yeah. They have music.
I cannot stress enough. You guys are describing my life after doing Shuffling the Deck. Like the only thing I've retained two pieces of information, and it's the lore from the comics, which I unironically love, and the Hatchet song, because I know it annoys James.
That song sucks so hard. And it's not the Hatchet song, it's my axe.
That's what I said.
My axe.
That's how little I've actually retained, and it's so hard because I can't, like, it kind of makes me a juggalo because I really do love the lore and the comics, but I have, like, I nothing else to go on.
I looked to see what our longest episode of that show clocked in at, and I believe it was our Shangri-La episode, and it clocked in at around 2 hours and 40 minutes, and that is edited, so that we were probably talked for 3 hours on that single album.
Because it is such it's very lore heavy, and it has the song that makes you cry.
Cry every time.
Which I remember it's like the last track of the album, but I don't remember the name of the song because I am such a fake juggalo. The things you guys are describing about what if somebody knew the ICP but only through comics is me. I'm the guy behind the counter being pretentious about clowns.
Yay, yay.
And speaking of being pretentious about clowns.
Yeah.
Why toss the locket too? At the end,
they
throw
two
in.
Of them.
Well, still, it's polluting and it's still a sentiment. Maybe Takuya wanted that locket. He's like, hey, these were my best friends.
Maybe they talked about it and he said he didn't want it.
Okay. He's like, ew, gross. It smells like him. It was terrible that I had to wear his jacket for one, but now I got to wear his locket.
Yeah.
Gross. Smells like robotic zombies.
When Rose threw in the Coeur de la Mer at the end of Titanic, what was your reaction?
I said, dude, you could have bought a goddamn Corvette.
I think you mean Thumbtanic.
Yeah, I've never seen Titanic.
Wait, but you have seen the all-thumb rendition of the film Titanic?
So many times.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies. We covered it on This Existed. I think it was last month.
I feel like every time I saw ads for, like, thumb movies, they made me so uncomfortable.
Oh, you like Enter the Fist Kung Pao, right?
Yeah, it's the same guy?
Yeah, it's Steve Odekirk.
They really upset me, and I don't know why.
I say start with Thumbtanic, then go to Thumb Wars, and if you are still on board, Lil Corey had said Thumbtanic is the better of the two, and then go to a Blair Thumb, Bat Thumb, God Thumb, or Franken Thumb.
I need someone, though, who was like, because you know, I have a visceral reaction because those ads were all over my childhood and they upset me so much.
Yeah.
Like very, like not fun. Like how we were talking about the zombies from before this, like Nicole's like, oh, they upset me, but that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. Just upsetting and like, I'm uncomfortable talking about the thumb movies, and I'm still mad they exist.
It's not natural.
It's not
to have a face on a thumb. James.
Well,
yes.
Sounds like you had an unfun childhood.
I had an unthumb childhood, is what I had. Get him! Get him!
What about the thumbs from Spy Kids?
I mean, you know, I was okay with those. The goons from the island.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, because
they didn't have faces.
I mean, yeah, that helps. That helps a lot. They didn't have faces. And they were like, Like, I think they were also, like, villainous, so they weren't, like, trying to be, like, cheeky with me.
Mm, yeah.
Like, no, these are goons. These are bad guys. Okay,
right.
I got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, also, Sean is a Robert Rodriguez stan.
Yeah, man. Bring back El Rey.
Why do you keep saying that?
What?
Why do you keep saying that?
He directed that.
Okay.
But why do you keep saying that?
But also, he is the owner of the El Rey Network, which Lucha Underground was on.
Okay.
Yeah, and the RZA used to introduce Shaw Brothers films, which was always really neat.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, that's how I saw The Five Poisons for the first time.
I Whoa. Just thought, like, maybe there was a inside joke I wasn't aware of.
No, Robert Rodriguez is just coming up a lot on Marshland Media.
Yeah, Got I mean, it. You could say Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling is an inside joke you're not aware of because no one is aware of because nobody is listening to this podcast.
Uh-huh, and that's the joke.
Yeah.
We think we're funny.
Do another music podcast.
It's so exhausting. We'd have to just do like, hey, one song
a
week.
Do comedy music.
That's worse. Dissecting comedy is not fun.
Have you ever, okay, did you ever listen to the Finding Richard Simmons podcast?
No, but I'm aware of all of it.
So what if we do Finding Stephen Lynch, where we just stalk Stephen Lynch's house?
What I'd love to do is Finding the Ladder. And that
God
is
damn it.
That ladder on, there's a street near our old apartment that there was a ladder. And I'm like, what's up with this goddamn ladder? It's on the second story roof going to a different window outside. And it's been there, if you search it on Google Maps, from 2018. It's there in the photo.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I don't understand.
It's really fucked up, man.
So, Sean, Spider-Man, he got injected
what's up? I have one thing that I wasn't able to bring up.
Yes?
Because you guys kept talking about wrestling. Why is Hitomi just, like, sitting there taking pictures of Takuya while he rides his motorcycle to, like, I get she's trying to, like, stake out to see if... What was his name? Yosuke?
Yeah.
Will show up, but it's like, why don't you just talk to him?
Well, because she's doing a new podcast. It's called Finding Takuya.
God damn it.
So she just hides in bushes and takes pictures.
I believe it's so he doesn't get suspicious to be like, oh, I generally come here and just take photos of him because that's what I do. But he's like, well, this is suspicious, but she doesn't know that.
Why? Mm-hmm. What do you mean it's suspicious?
Because I think he wouldn't believe that she would just come there to watch him dirt bike. This is generally a time for
her. No, like, why doesn't she just ask him about it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there was like so, first episode, there felt like there was so little Hitomi in this episode.
Yeah.
Like,
generally.
Like if they had given her, like even just giving her that scene of asking Takuya about Yosuke would have done so much more than what they ended up giving her,
mm-hmm.
which was, yeah, she gets threatened by her boss and then she creeps on him from a hill.
Ooh.
Like, there is, like is, and it's weird because, like, either don't include Hitomi in the episode or give her a line. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do this. Yeah, they were trying to have their cake and eat it, too, where their cake is not using Hitomi, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's also to further establish the influence that Amazonas will have and does have over Hitomi.
Yeah, which would have been great if they would have had her have a scene with Takuya. Like, because she's the love interest, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It kind of.
I mean, what's really cool about love interests is that they should have a scene together, right? That's, like, what we want. Like, yeah. if you're pandering to, like, or not pandering, but if you're, you know, this is your romantic section, I don't want to watch romance in a bubble. Like, you know, they need to be together.
Sean, you said this script is good. It's not like the... I have said this many times. There are loose ends that they don't tie up. They just cut further.
Yeah. Because Hitomi is a great example. I should say the script is better than I thought it was going to be. The script is much better than I thought it was going to be. And honestly, the first half of the episode, I kind of love... Like, I didn't see a lot of like real holes in.
Yeah, I really love this episode. I like how dark it is. And I could definitely see like an anime series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of this plot.
They should have.
Yeah, I could even see a little bit of like a daytime soap opera also from this plot.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot in this episode. I liked this episode as well. I think this is a great intro episode, honestly. I am hooked. I'm like, I am curious about these people's lives.
Oh, and I am Hook. Come here, Peter Pan.
Oh, what I got our crocodile. Fuck?
Hey, so Spider-Man, he's got that spider blood in him, you know, that made him a superhero. But Sean, if you were to get an animal's blood into you to take some of their powers and be a superhero, what animal would you want to bite you?
The classic question. If I were to be bitten by an animal with radioactive blood, what kind of animal would I want to be bitten by? I mean, fucking goose, baby.
Oh, shit.
That's the brand, you know? Let him know. You let him know.
You'd have a huge, like, duck bill face that you'd smack people with.
Yeah, my superpower is that I'm very ornery and not pleasant to be around.
Hey, it's a little abrasive, your call, but it's not that bad. But you get right into someone's ear and just truly shatter their eardrum.
Yeah, from a distance, you wouldn't think I was such a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get a little bit closer and you find out I fucking suck.
You scream into other people's genitals when you're a goose man.
That's exactly true and accurate. Well done. That is my yes.
You get a barbed penis.
I answered this question, and I've hurt myself in the answer to this question.
But you can fly. That's pretty cool.
You could swim.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, that too. You're waterproof?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I don't think geese actually have friends. You ever go to a pond and watch geese? They're constantly competing.
Ooh, you like a competition?
I hate competition.
You're a man of the sport.
I enjoy watching. Competitiveness truly makes me so viscerally uncomfortable, as though it were thumbs.
I saw you just annihilate at Comedy Sports.
No, you haven't.
Uh-huh, yeah, I've been there.
I've never performed for Comedy Sports.
I said, holy shit, this dude's the next Dan Harmon.
Well, that's true. That's what I have tattooed right in my pubis area. But I have never performed for Comedy Sports. Why must you tell these people lies?
It says right above your pubis, I am the next Dan Harmon, and hanging off on ribbons on one side, it says mom, and on the other side, it says dad.
Shouts out to Bree. Those tattoos are sweet.
Hey, guys, listen to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling to figure out what that means. And Sean, what do you have to plug? Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. It's a pleasure. It's a joy. It's twitch.tv/GooseVonKaiser. You fucks.
Fuckers.
Shitbags.
Nicole, what you got to plug?
Sorry, I was trying to decide if I wanted to say another thing, but you're doing plugs. Okay. I'm just imagining the first episode of the Spider-Man series, but it's all geese. Which
I love
is very
it.
Fun. From the planet Goosearian.
Ooh, yeah, and he's hanging just a goose flapping his wings at someone saying honk.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, follow Darling Homebody on various social medias. Visit darlinghomebody.com for the cool stuff that I make, and join the Darling Homebody Society on my website for monthly sticker magnet. This month is a dog and a cup of ramen.
Oh, guys, get that. And I got a new single coming out June 9th. It's Pulpit Aesthetic, the Mullum House mix. Oh, man, I'm getting into that dance music. It's going to be real good. It's legitimately, I'm like, wow, I did it. This is good. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Sean, you've heard it.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. It's very good. It's very fun. Nicole, listen to it, you cowards.
Nicole, you've heard it.
Yeah.
So, guys, you should hear it. Follow me on Spotify, please. And place me on some of your playlists. The instrumental will be on there, too, so you don't even need the music. The instrumental gets stoned and just kind of vibe. Move your pelvis to it. It's fun. And listen to my other podcasts. Head over to MLMpod.com to find out information about those. And the best way to support us is patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. Oh, it's a good time. But if you're a $10 patron, you get all of that plus monthly exclusive content in the form of Straight to Patreon. Sean's been on there. It's going to be a good time. You better listen. Listen now, Invisible Dad and Troll 2.
Yeah.
And you get your name shouted out on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z. The Waz, Orion, former rapper D-F-O, but soon to be producer. Still don't know his producer name. You'll find out later. Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common law, Joshua, Jacob, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time. Go listen to that podcast. I'm on there. My mother, Womb in Which I Emerged, Lil Corey's BFF and soon-to-be former roommate Shane, That Fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin, and from Formulaic in the ROM Complex, it's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2, it's R2Shelby2, and I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
What up, I'm Sean.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Bye-bye.
Nicole said pee.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today. Today on the dirt bike court, no, dirt bike track. Today on the dirt bike track,
court? Okay.
No, no, course is what I had written down. That would have been funny. Oh, yeah.